And I'm delighted that Juan Juster, Associate Editor at Business Maverick, has been available to come on a little earlier. And Juan is with us because of a story that he posted on the Daily Maverick earlier today about a ruling in the Middelburg High Court, which, as Juan writes, draws a line in the sand for social media on the subject of slander and defamation, as well as holding Facebook responsible for upholding the law when it comes to defamatory remarks and hate speech. Let's welcome Juan Juster now. Hello, Juan.
Hi, John, and I'm a she.
Ah. I'm so sorry. Perhaps it's best, I think, Juan, if you explain the Middelburg, what the Middelburg High Court ruled.
Well, what happened was there was a court proceedings of another kind between a law firm and a sole proprietorship, where things went a bit not the way that the sole proprietorship wanted to go. And the owner of the business wrote slander comments onto the Facebook page of this law firm, making all kinds of claims of racism and sexism and bad business practice. And when the law firm asked the lady to take it off, she refused. And they went to Facebook, and Facebook was kind of belligerent about it as well. And they took it to court. And the court formalized the process and told Facebook, you better take this down because A, it's not true, and B, it's slanderous. And Facebook did so.
But Facebook did it before the court ruling. So Facebook appears to have read the writing on the court walls and sort of preempted the judgment.
Yes, they did. I think they didn't want to get their hands too dirty, and they realized it was going to be an easier fix to kind of take it off and save them all the embarrassments with court papers and further legal action.
Yeah, this as you write, Juan, this plays into a broader debate about, and this is a big debate in America, particularly where Facebook is housed, that they are not service providers. They are publishing houses, and they need to, and they seem reluctant to fully embrace the need to take on the role to curate content more than they do.
Yes, we've had these debates in all our newsrooms across the country. They enjoy all the benefits of being publishing houses, but they don't want to take the responsibility with their content and making sure the content's correct or is not defamatory. And this is one of the first, well, this is the first case in South Africa where they've been held to task and say, hey, guys, you might not be an official ombudsman recipient or participant, but you guys need to and publish the truth and take responsibility for it.
A ruling in a Middelburg court, or any Cape court, I don't mean to diss Middelburg, but it has no legal force in the US. So essentially, what significance does it have other than being confirmation of this particular debating point that Facebook and Twitter and, you know, whatever the platforms are that publish comment need to be more careful about what they allow to be published?
Hi, John. That's a very good point. At least South Africa, Facebook has an office in South Africa, and they're a registered company as well. So they have some legal responsibility when a court makes a ruling. And I think that's why they kind of responded it the way they do. I think it will be difficult in other countries where Facebook does not have a local presence on the ground if they want to try the same thing. But it does set a very important precedent here. But when the Americans you know, they are debating the same point with a section of the, I think it's section 230 of their Information Act. And if that comes to fore, where the Americans are based, where they're registered and where they're listed, that's going to change the game entirely, because then they can't really publish anything they want. And they have to be very careful about that they curate and what their participants are allowed to put on their platforms.
I wanted to ask about the impact that this ruling is going to have on non-debate on the social media platforms, particularly Twitter and Facebook in South Africa. And I suspect none, because people who are traduced in this way don't have the money to take these things to court. So I don't think that this is going to in any way change the fact that people who currently make defamatory statements about individuals in the world of entertainment, in the world of politics, in the world of business, whatever, it's not going to have an impact on that, is it?
Oh, John, I think you're right. It's sadly so. If we just look how the politicians are having fun on our social media platforms, selling all kinds of propaganda, and nothing can be done about that. But hopefully this would set some side of the president that would kind of maybe lead to some more rigorous regulation. Private from our new information regulator, that could be the thing. But sadly, if you look at other regulations like digital tax and illegal gambling, which is happening in the country, which is illegal and still continues, it's going to be a difficult sell in the general market.
Thank you very, very much. Really appreciate your time. Ruan Juster, Associate Editor at Business Maverick.